the cells of the second corridor. We start our tour of the second corridor in the first cell, next to the light box, where you will see a photo of two women, again from the extensive San Lazzaro archive. This cell seems to be empty, but if we look closer at the walls, we can see the graffiti made by the patients. In particular, on your left when entering, you can admire a map of the Reggio Emilia Apennines, while in the corner opposite you can read, "The starving, thieving nurses steal the sick people's bread." An outburst which reminds us how nurses were not once qualified professionals like they are today, but rather attendants with no training at all. The next cell is dedicated to the subject of work. We have seen how it was already used in moral therapy, but it definitely also had a major economic effect on the life of San Lazzaro. Patients worked for free at the agricultural community, in the kitchens, as mechanics and so on. You will also see on display one of the uniforms worn by patients and made by patients used as tailors. In the next cell, some items used in the science laboratories are on display. Opened by Carlo Livi in the 19th century, they played an increasingly important role, particularly because Italian psychiatry long remained resistant to new theories that were circulating abroad, such as psychoanalysis, favoring a biological approach and pursuing the psychiatric hospital model. The outcome of scientific research is clear in the fourth cell. On one hand, shock therapies, the most famous example of which was undoubtedly electroshock, which you can see on display here. And on the other hand, the discovery of the first psychiatric medication in the 1950s. We therefore came to have pharmacological tools to assist patients. In the meantime, a shift was happening in Italian and international society. We're thinking of 1968 and the student movements. In this climate, as you can see from the panels in the fifth cell, the press also started to take an interest in psychiatric hospitals with damning reports. The Italian Minister for Health, Luigi Mariotti, having visited psychiatric hospitals and calling them German concentration camp and Dante's Inferno, attempted a first reform by establishing, for example, voluntary admissions and the possibility of opening centres for mental health outside psychiatric hospitals. Reggio Emilia immediately opened a centre, initially located in the centre of town on Via della Racchetta. You can see the entrance on the panel and in the photograph below, Giovanni Yerbis, who ran it from 1969. However, the real reform came only in 1978, when partly on the basis of several important experiments, such as those by Franco Basaglia at the psychiatric hospitals in Gorizia and Trieste, Law number 180 was promulgated. This law stipulated that all healthcare treatments are voluntary and that psychiatric hospitals had to close, replacing them with open centres for mental health organised across the region, as shown on the map in the last cell. In actual fact, six psychiatric hospitals still existed in Italy up until a few years ago, judicial psychiatric hospitals, which were used for released offenders because they were of unsound mind. Following the committee of inquiry led by Senator Ignazio Marino in 2011, who denounced their poor conditions, the closure of these judicial psychiatric hospitals was also approved, replacing them with regional healthcare facilities. So we can say that psychiatric hospitals have no longer existed in Italy since 2015.